Lord have mercy. This time last year there were a lot of sad faces around this old house. Our papa had died without fulfilling his life's dream of producing one of the best crops in Grimes County. But he never did fulfill that dream. No, papa died with that dream still in his head, a desire in his heart, a promise on his lips, calluses on both hands, and $2 in his pocket. Papa didn't live long enough to see his dream come true. So he died with too much work, a broken spirit, I guess. A promise to our mama that if it was the last thing he'd ever do, he'd live long enough to see just one good crop come through. But you see, we can't plan on things without first talking to God, because we don't know his plans. And if we don't include him, my friends, the way can get mighty hard. They say every time a good and righteous person is buried in God's good earth, it's just fertilized for the soil. And I guess there must be some truth to that, whether we believe it or not. I just wish that Pop was here right now so he could see this good crop that we finally got. Oh, man, look at them beans. And look at that cone. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes. And just look at them beans. I know if my Papa was here right now, he'd sure be pleased. Papa would sure be proud of his children, too. Junior's up north somewhere, they tell me, playing with some famous band. Of course, that boy always did love music. He loved to travel here and there. I'm so proud for him. And baby sister, well, they tell me old May Sue got herself one of them beautician jobs, making good money, y'all, fixing other folks' hair. Ain't nobody here at the house with me and Mama now. Oh, Mama, it's getting weaker and she getting older every day, and she talks often about joining Papa in his heavenly home. Lord, that woman sure did love that man. She worked beside Papa for 40-some years trying to produce a good crop and never could grow a single bean. But I just wish that Papa was here right now to see this good crop that we finally got. Good God Almighty, man, will you look at them beans? Man, look at that cone. And them watermelons must be at least 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes. And just look at them peas. Yeah, and I know if Papa was here right now, an old man would sure be pleased. And Papa, if you can hear me, we finally got us one.